Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Hello, everyone. This is Don McGrath. I'm taking Jim's spot. I know it's impossible for me to really take his spot, but I'm filling in for him today because the two of us have been tag teaming on doing two shows. Not only Your Future Is Now, but we also have a daily show where we feature three speakers who are sharing their messages of inspiration, hope, and support during this time of this COVID craziness. So I'm filling in for Jim, and I want to welcome you to the show. And last week, even though I wasn't here, I was doing the other show, we had Buffy Lloyd-Kresge on the show. And she talked, she's an infectious disease expert. She's also a member of Speakers Pathway Coalition. And she shared some incredible, incredible information and insights as to what's going on with this virus situation. And I don't know, Bill, you were on the line. You know, what are your thoughts?
I hate to use this term, but I was blown away by the information that she shared and how this pandemic, Don, is bringing to light literally how unsafe nursing homes are and retirement homes due to infectious diseases and the lack of quality control. I had always assumed it, you know, they operated like a hospital, and that is not it's not the truth.
Yeah, I know. I had lunch with Buffy when I was out in Arizona back in February, and this is really the first time we had a chance to meet. And she was frustrated because she saw the problem. She very much knew what the problem was, but she was having a hard time getting some of the facilities to pay real attention to it. Well, I got to say, now everyone's paying attention to it. So, you know, she's never been busier trying to spread her message and keep people safe and alive.
Yeah, it was an incredible show. The information that Buffy shared was astounding, to say the least. Really amazing.
I just feel so good about the platforms that we're creating. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, as is the messages of inspiration, hope, and support. And I just feel like we're pumping some good energy and some good spirits and good karma, whatever you want to call it, out in the universe. And I'm so proud. And thank you, Bill. Thank you, Robert, for being a part of what we're trying to accomplish.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And all of the messages of inspiration, hope, and support, we've been doing them now for just about a month, right, Don?
Yeah.
Or a little over a month, actually,
A little over a month.
And they've all been uploaded to our website at speakerspathway.com. So we came about doing this because of the current situation with the pandemic. But these messages work for any time in your life. And you can go to speakerspathway.com and peruse the different messages that are there. They're all about 15 minutes in length. So they're short, very succinct, and extremely powerful.
Yeah, I've just been so impressed by what the speakers are bringing to this virtual stage that we're putting on. There's things about spirituality. There's things about health and fitness, about business, about motivation, about, I mean, you name it. There's a speaker out on speakerspathway.com who you can click on their video and hear their message. And like Bill said, I've been just blown away with the response and how this has just blown up. We're scheduled out into May 24th, I believe, with over 120 speakers.
Wow.
So I think I shared this on a previous show, but in 24 hours of when we announced the call for speakers, we had over 65 speakers registered. And 24 hours later, about 95, and then 24 hours later, we finally like shut it down. Said, "Okay, we're going to be out in July if we're not careful here." So
the response was amazing.
So today, I think it's appropriate to talk about. I mean, we talk about the COVID crisis, and for healthcare workers, for people who get sick, for people who are dying, it is indeed a crisis. Let's not kid ourselves about that. For many, many, many people, people who are out of work, people who are struggling financially, it is a crisis. However, for many people, this is one of the times of unbelievable potential, because you get a chance to take that eraser on the whiteboard and get rid of all the junk that's been there for 3 weeks. You know, get a little spray bottle, put a little elbow grease on it, and get that stuff off. So I think it is really causing many of us to step back, get some perspective, and redefine some of the things we're doing. And I know, Robert, I would love to hear. I know you've been in this. Your networking group has been reinventing kind of the way you do what you do. And I would love to hear your perspective on this topic.
Well, I really appreciate this time. I think we were talking before the show. This is a very wonderful time to actually look at things and look at what is the impact that you have. And when we're talking in networking, we now put on over 1,200 events every year. But our pivot, Don, was from in person, and now everything is virtual. And we had to change our entire philosophy of networking in person to networking virtually, you know, overnight. You know, and it's personal for Sean and myself, because we have had many members within Network we've had some members within Network Together who have been struck with COVID. And, you know, one thing I say about community is, you know, it's so different to be a part of versus apart from a community, because if they know you, you know, they will reach out to you and create a place of comfort. But with that said, you know, the other things I'm seeing individualistically is, you know, I call this the time for re. When people go, "Well, what do you mean? What do you mean this is the time for re?" And I said, "Well, it's a time for a reset. It's a time to reevaluate. It's a time to rethink. You know, it's a time to retool." And it really is a time to look at the spirituality of everything, but it is also the time to look at the, you know, the personality of everything and your place and, you know, who am I within my community, you know, and how in little ways as one singular person or a person who can create impact can do more, you know. And I think this is such a great reflective time for all of us. And these are the conversations that we're having within the Network Together community.
Wow. Yeah. A time for reflection, a time for reset. I love that. Time for re. I love that, Robert.
Yeah. It's the time for re.
And I know Bill. So Bill, I'm sure you've been sharing this on the show since I've been in absentia, but Bill is in an RV. It was on a big book tour. And guess what, Bill, right? So I'd love you to share kind of where you are and maybe some of the things that you've found on this period.
Well, my first response was as authentic as I could be. Because yes, I'm sitting, in fact, I had left the Phoenix area and came out a couple weeks early to start my book tour in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and Albuquerque, where I had speaking engagements set up, and got here the day before the pandemic. So I'm sitting here in Albuquerque. In fact, I just called the office here this morning where my RV is parked and booked another month because I have mobility. I can go anywhere I want. I can start this up and just go. But why? There's an international global pandemic, and it's really a time to sit still. You know, it's a time to uncover, discover, and discard the things from the past, because they don't The future is so unknown. To me, this is so exciting. You know, I'm always talking about energy, as you two know, and following the energy. And most people work with mindset and goals. But when you're working with mindset and goals, you're fixated, your attention is on an expectation out in the future. Well, we have no future. We never really do. But we certainly, everyone can see that at this point, our lives are out of control. We don't know what the future holds. I was speaking to another spiritual thought leader yesterday, and she gave me this phenomenal analogy. And she said, you know, you just, it's like surfing. You just got to paddle in and go with the flow of the wave and the energy. She said, what most people like to do is get in their motorboats and power to a certain point. We can't do that today. We have to follow the flow of energy because there's going to, it's a new world we're looking at with phenomenal opportunities, growth potential. I mean, it's just, to me, this is like one of the most exciting times of our life because we have to focus on our energy. We can't get anchored to something in the physical in the future. We have to look at how we feel and what it is we want to create internally, Don. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
It yeah. does. And I think it's a, going back to Robert, it's a recalibration. I think we're recalibrating what future means to us, what certainty means to us, what safety means to us, what family means to us, what health and fitness means to us. I think it's an incredible, incredible time. And my heart goes out to those who are suffering with the health issues and the financial issues. But if you're outside of that realm, I think this is an incredible time for opportunity. And we're going to break for a commercial in just a few seconds here. And when we're going to come back, we're going to share more practical tips about what people have been doing.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
If you could live your life truly standing in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, wouldn't that make your heart soar? Now you can, with Lessons in Joyful Living, with your host, Kimberly Rinaldi, Mondays at noon Central. Kimberly Rinaldi, having created a highly successful coaching practice, now teaches Lessons in Joyful Living. She believes in empowering others and that through it, you have the ability to break through any and all barriers, thus allowing you to reach your greatest potential and joyfully step into your life's purpose. What used to take weeks, months, or even years, she can now teach you in a matter of hours with her programs. For more on Kim and her show, go to her website, KimberlyRinaldi.com. That's RINALDI.com. Then join us for Lessons in Joyful Living with your host, Kimberly Rinaldi.
Hey, this is Don McGrath, and we are back to Your Future Is Now. And today's show, we're really focusing on discussions around flexibility, pivoting, making changes, reacting to when things change in a hurry. And never in most of our lives have there's ever been a time when there's been such an abrupt external situation that goes across the globe. This isn't in a town, a state, a country, a continent. This is the globe that has caused us to kind of get knocked sideways a little bit. And I've seen some just amazing things. So many businesses are doing a pivot or changing or re-examining things and in a hurry. Like, they don't have a year to do a strategic plan. This is like by Saturday they need to change, right? So there's a restaurant that we know, the restaurateur, and they shut all the restaurants down and said you can only do takeout. And they were not a takeout restaurant. Well, guess what? In overnight, they became one. they reconfigured everything. And, you know, I just talked to him the other day, and he said that he's totally looked at his whole business model, and he actually thinks this is a better business model. It's reduced cost. He, you know, it's simplified the menu. And he said when he emerges, chances are he's going to have a model much more like this than what he had before. So, this is a time not for getting thrown sideways and being in a horrible situation. Actually, it's a time where what comes out might be even better. And I'd love to hear, Robert, what you feel about that, or have you seen some instances of that?
Well, I think this is what's testing us right now. I mean, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a thought leader, as a, someone who's an influencer, this is kind of testing us to see if we're brittle, right? If we're brittle or we're flexible. And, I think that those, who are choosing to be flexible, the possibilities have been open up in such a way that they've never opened before. And, in our community and network together, I talk about what does being flexible look like? And you brought up the restaurant. I mean, that's a very good window for people to see. They only served people inside. Network Together only did in-person meetings. Now they're doing takeout. Maybe they're doing pickup. We're doing all virtual meetings. Our masterminds, our events, our radio shows are taking off, and they're tying in everything together. And it's created a perfect footprint of growth in such ways that we've never had before. And we're getting to see people that we wouldn't see otherwise because, in a way, we'd be driving to see some people, but we are not able to see those same people through, a Zoom call that we have before. But it's simple as looking at, what I do in some training with our members is to say, we serve as business owners. We all serve. So let's evaluate how we're serving. If we're serving a product and we've reduced expenses, maybe add something else to your product mix. So, if it's a restaurant, you're serving a meal and it's a hamburger, well, let's give them free fries, as a thank you for still doing business local, let's say. If you have some people, they have a place of business and people can't go into the retail store, maybe set up and let people know that now you'll deliver to the home. Maybe it's outfits, maybe it's, products for the home, maybe it's, tools, etc. I think it's a really great way to actually, A/B test or, try out new things that otherwise, I think sometimes, we automate so much, we don't innovate. And that's the one thing about automation is you get so stuck in the automate that you don't innovate anymore. And I think for a lot of people, I say, we're in the time of because this whole re-effect is causing us to say, wait a minute, the old ways of what I've automated before, I have to change right now, to cater to the client base that I serve. And those who actually innovate more are really going to be the successful, business owners and entrepreneurs that come out from the other end.
I love that. It reminds me of an ad I saw just the other night on the television. There was an ad for a bank, and maybe you know this ad, but the guy walks in. He's kind of a young, good-looking guy, and he kind of walks through the front door. He says, "We're not like every other bank." He goes inside the bank, and there's all these people hanging out, drinking coffee and whatever, and I'm like, "You're still running this ad?"
Well,
right? It's like talking about someone who has the automation set up. They're on autopilot. And Bill,
I'm sorry, Don. I have to add in on that. One of my most successful posts in probably 2 years was I just put something out there very simply. I said I had to laugh. I just received an ad into my inbox that says, you know, how about starting your home-based business? And then I said, I think right now we're all home-based businesses. It was like, it just created a storm of commentary that just was unintended, but it really did matter. And that's where it really made me think about, you know, we automate stuff so much, you know, is our automation causing us to become brittle, and does it cause us to stop innovating?
I love that. And that's exactly true. When I saw that ad, I had to laugh. It's like ludicrous. It's like, are you out to lunch? You know, and here's something else I'll see. And I love Bill to comment on this too, is, you know, we're seeing that I'm seeing that people who have an established business, who work from their homes, who are involved in delivering things online, they're actually busier than they've ever been, and their mm-hmm. businesses are doing quite well. And I wonder, as we emerge from this, and that has a couple of unintended consequences. One, our earth, our environment actually appears to like us being at home more. And B, I think some people are reconsidering the way they were doing business before, getting in the car, driving, commuting somewhere. And I think there could be a dynamic change in the energy around that. And Bill, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, there's so much going on right now in Robert bringing up this concept of the first thing that I did was sat still and looked at my reset and how I was energetically and how I was responding to what was happening. And one of the first things that I learned was that I had a deep inside me, and this is true for everyone, there is a deep element of grief with a soul understanding that our life is never going to be the same. We have lost our old lives. What the world looked like will never look that way again in the future, God. And it was in this adjustment and just sitting and getting connected to myself and trying to connect to how it is I'm going to be of the greatest service to people in the future, because everything's going to change. There's going to be a glut of commercial office space available in the very near future, because many companies that had never considered allowing their employees to telecommute are going to look at their bottom line and how much they've been spending to have a physical cornerstone building full of people where they can eliminate the cost, how much more efficiently they can operate. The beauty of this is the way everyone's responding to it. We're all in this together, and we're going to come out of this together, and there's going to be many, many, many new ways of living life that come from this, all of them better. Now, when you sit in rigidity, you're in trouble, because rigidity creates confrontation and needing things to be just a certain way. That game is over. So we're going to see reinvention, re-energizing. Look at the way connections between people have been re-energized lately, Don. I mean, it's amazing. Families are talking more. People are communicating more. Many, many, many benefits coming from this. As terrible as the situation is with the illness and the pandemic going around, but the adjustments to it have really been phenomenal.
And a word occurred to me as you were speaking, Bill, and that word is appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
what things, like I do a gratitude journal every day, and health and fitness have been in my four things way more often than they used to be. I used to take that for granted.
Yes.
I'm healthy. I don't have any bad illness. There are many people who are, and I am so lucky. I'm so lucky that I have a space to go try to keep myself fit. I'm lucky that I'm in a good place. And little things like oranges, the fact that I can find oranges some days and some days not, just the appreciation for that and the appreciation for being able to meet with people. I think this is going to take our consciousness to a whole different place. I agree. It's going to change so many things in our lives.
It already has. Yeah. Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah. I really, in my mind, I see it as you're saying it. And, you know, with my wife, Sean, and I love her to death and we work together, but sometimes I feel, even though we work together, we're almost like islands. We're so busy, you know, I guess being productive. That's the correct way to say that we don't have time for each other. But in this moment, I'm not in the office anymore. I'm back in the home. And now I get to wake up in the morning with my wife and take a walk. I get to go out and take a break and take a walk. And then I get to come home. I'm still at home. We're always at home. And then we get to take a walk again. And you know what I love about it? Talk about it's like really reconnecting. And we've both found that, you know, we have grown more in the last 3 months than probably the last 3 years because, you know, of course we're choosing to, but together, you know, we're taking this time to practice self-care with each other.
You know, Robert, one of the things you had talked about earlier is how all of your meetings have gone virtual now.
Yes.
And as you know, I always talk about the fact that we live in two dimensions, a non-physical and a physical dimension.
Yes.
And what we're experiencing now is the non-physical dimension. You know, using technology is non-physical. In fact, I think we're going to go to break for a second, but when we come back, I want to talk about that and point out some things that I'm seeing that are happening now that are really very, very exciting, like you were just talking about. So I think our break is coming up right now.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Did you hear about Wesley, the golden retriever puppy from Michigan that was fitted with braces? Before you think this is a bona fide insanity, Wesley was born with teeth that were so crooked he couldn't shut his mouth all the way. This was affecting his ability to eat properly. So his owners took him to the Harborfront Hospital for Animals and Veterinary Dental Solutions, where a doggy orthodontist prescribed him a set of braces. And now, pictures of Wesley smiling with his bright, shiny braces have been circling the internet. With all that metal wrapped around their teeth, some would think that most dogs would become Bruxellmaniacs, but not Wesley. He doesn't mind the braces at all and is now able to eat his food with gusto. A Bruxellmaniac maniac is someone with an uncontrollable urge to grind their teeth.
It's Words You Never Heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your Words You Never Heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to Your Future Is Now. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. We show entrepreneurs how to monetize their expertise through the power of public speaking. And today we're really talking about flexibility. And just before the break, Bill was sharing with us some of the things that he's seeing that he feels is really exciting. So I'd love for you to share more with us, Bill.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to go off on a tangent of my teachings, but one of my basic teachings is that we live in two dimensions. We live in that energetic dimension, which is non-physical. That's how we feel. And then we live in the physical dimension. And so Robert was speaking earlier, and this is a perfect example of it, because they have so many meetings down in Arizona, in the Phoenix area. He and his wife, Sean, are headed off in the physical, which is limitation. You see, in the non-physical, there's no limitation. It's just energy. So they're headed off to their meetings that go on at all different times of the day, all around the metro Phoenix area, which is very large. I mean, you can drive 50 miles from one side to the other. And Robert, you know, it creates that state of limitation to meet in the physical, because you've got to drive all the way across town, Robert, to attend the meeting, where now, because they're virtual, you're there instantaneously. And it's creating that much more opportunity for creation, the development of the business. The connections are probably better on the virtual. Are you finding that, Robert?
What I'm actually finding as well is in our calls, we actually have more time for direct eye-to-eye contact.
Yes. Because,
and that's been an amazing thing. So it really – it's a different energy. You know, is it energy?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But it's a different energy, and it gives you – you know, there's actually, in a way – you know, because how we tunnel our eyesight and how we take in, you know, all that is around us through our senses, you know, there's a certain amount of sense that is taken away, but there's also a certain amount of sense that we can deliver to ourselves in our mind through our eyesight and seeing each other, you know, in this energetic way, this technology-oriented way that I've never known until now. That's what's so incredible about this.
You know, it actually, Robert, is creating a new level of safety for the people that are connecting, mm-hmm. because you're eliminating where you go into a room with 40 or 50 people and people are like, oh, how do I look? And am I, you know, is this right? And the physical environment puts us in a much different place. But when you're sitting in your home, you feel safer. And when you're only looking into the screen, you've eliminated all of the physical distractions, so you have much more clarity and a much better heart-to-heart connection while people are talking. Have you found that?
Well, there's three major things that I found in this. I found that people are more apt to be vulnerable. People are more apt to be engaging because, you know, there's more of a passing of the mic that you may not have in a regular meeting because there's certain dominance that occurs. So I've definitely
yes.
seen more equitable engaging, you know. But what I also really see is that the people who really want it, you know, have learned to create that space, and it's creating a pathway for them. You know, an awakening, a discovery, a sandbox, whatever you want to say that I haven't seen before. So it's a space that they may have had a fear of before, but now that they've walked into the space, they know that they can be vulnerable. They know that they can engage with others, and they know that they can be a part and, you know, create their own little impacts in ways that they haven't felt safe to do before. And that really is kind of a neat construct to look at and to, you know, really evaluate and further explore.
Wow, I love that concept. That it goes back to energy equity, right? It's leveling things out. And I want to share a short story. I was watching Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show the other night. And I love Jimmy Fallon. I think he's incredibly talented. But as I watch him there in front of his laptop, using the microphone on his laptop, reading his monologue from a script, not a teleprompter, just occurred to me the great leveling that's taking place.
Can I add to that, Don?
Yeah.
You know, what I've really found is it's creating stars of us all. And what I mean by that now is the person who would never talk into a phone is talking into a phone. The person who didn't want to do a Facebook Live is now doing a Facebook Live. A person who'd be afraid to go on a radio show is going on a radio show. You know, these virtual meetings are creating stars of us all. And the very things, again, the very things that made them fearful, they're overcoming those fears. And it's like, you know what? They ask themselves why. And I tell people, I say we're all stars now because we have all the ability and the technology in the world to travel anywhere we want to be. You know, our thoughts and our expressions are global now. And you know, we may be in our bedroom, but you know what? Our impact is anyone that we have the ability to connect with. And that's what's so amazing to me right now is I tell people, you know what, think of these meetings in virtual Zoom. This is a radio show. I mean, each and every one, because you're starring each and every time you do this into a community, and you have your voice, and you have your connections, and you know what? You have you. And we all care. And that's what's really cool about it right now.
And that reminds me of what you were talking about, Bill, just a few minutes ago, is it we've removed a lot of the physical things that were the separators. Having a podcast or having a radio show or having a TV show with a studio. Like a lot of those just don't matter anymore. Right? They don't matter right now. And what's standing out is the heart. What's standing out is the energy. Right, Bill?
Yeah, well, it's the only asset that you have to share when you're working digitally, like we are right now, right? Nobody can see us. We're just speaking on the radio. And when people are like, I loved what Robert said, is, you know, our minds, the only purpose of our mind is to protect us. So when we go into the public, we step into an area where we feel like, or think, I should say, that we need more protection. And when you're sitting in your home space, you might have a nice shirt on, but you've got your pajama bottoms and slippers on that nobody can see. And you're just, you know, you're just comfortable and you're on Zoom and you're connecting with people. And the this isolation that's been forced on us. In fact, I know, Don, I want you to take notice to this. I'm sure you'll see this next week. I've been Saturday is my hiking day here in Albuquerque. And I had to go hiking. I needed exercise. But what I found the first time I went was the depth of connection that I had with nature. Mm-hmm. I didn't need people. Like, I could just be with the trees and the bushes and the trail. And just my connection to nature was drastically different than anything I've experienced in the past. I love to be in nature in the past, but it fed me. I could feel it. It was like it just felt so good. Not the exercise portion of it, not to say that didn't help me and didn't feel good, but to be able to connect innately at that level with how beautiful nature is in and of itself, because I had to go hiking alone, right? So I had no interruptions being with another human being talking. It was just me and the nature. So it's very similar to what Robert was saying, you know, the energy of connection.
Yeah, I'm kind of expecting that. I'm almost anticipating that the air is going to smell better. The trees are going to look greener. The water is going to be – I'm going to hear it more, right? And I'm already got the texture. I'm anticipating that.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing I'm anticipating as well is, you know, with the Zoom calls, because I want to go back to that as well. Another thing I see is we actually are looking in each other's eyes again. You know, in society, it always seems like we're not enough. Mm-hmm. We're not rich enough. We don't live in the right place. We don't own enough. We're not a good parent. We're always so devalued because we live in such a consumer society. We have to buy it back so we can be ourselves. We can be whole again. And, you know, I'm almost wondering if once we go back out to the physical world, I wonder if people are going to look at each other again and look differently.
It very well could be. You know, this is the grand experiment that we get to be a part of. And one thing that I like to talk about when we come back is if this is the great leveler, if many physical barriers have been removed, and it's never been easier for someone sitting from their home, their bedroom, their patio, wherever they are, to have the same stage that Jimmy Fallon has. Okay, it's never been more true. It's never been more easy. But here's the thing, clarity has never been more important. Clarity has never been more important. Who are you going to show up as? Who are you going to show up as? And I think that that's one of the things that we have been doing quite a bit with people in Speaker's Pathway is helping them get their message really clear. So when there's all this grass out there, they're a blade that maybe sticks up a little bit. So somebody says, hey, there's a blade of grass sticking up over there. And I'm sure you see that too, Robert, in your meetings, that clarity has never been more important.
Well, you know, and this gives us the opportunity to really concentrate on the voice and kind of like not the suit that we show up in.
It's you know, you were talking about energetic equity before. That's what it's really about. You see, we have no guideposts for the future anymore because we don't know what's going to show up once we go into these different phases and this new way of life. And because of that, when we come back from our commercial break, I want to talk a little bit about how to establish some guideposts for yourself personally, and you can use this anytime in your life. So we'll be right back.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Would you like to know how to bring more ease to all the decisions you need to make in life? Knowing your core values is the first step in Joyce's free live masterclass. You'll discover your top 5 core values in as little as 45 minutes. Join her now at freegiftfromjoyce.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Your Future Is Now. And we are just having a blast. We were just commenting on the commercial break that, goodness gracious, this is just, A, it's so much fun. B, we're sharing some really cool stuff. And we ought to write a book about this stuff because it's, I think, hopefully you feel the same, that the information that's being shared with you today is truly, truly valuable. Before the break, Bill was talking about guideposts, how many of our guideposts have been wiped out, like the snowplow that, you know, doesn't see the end of the road and like wipes out all the stuff in your mailboxes and stuff. So, Bill, I'd love for you to share with us more about what you mean by the guideposts.
Well, what everyone, and as you know, and this is what I teach in my coaching. I'm a business coach, but I only teach the inner game because we have stories and beliefs inside us that block us. And the fact of the matter is, the only thing in life that's true is how we feel. And when one starts looking at how they feel and understanding what's causing those feelings, you get to truth so fast, it's shocking. So even on the break, Robert was like, okay, I don't want to wait. I want to hear about these guideposts. Tell me what you're going to say, Bill. And we started talking about it a little bit. And the things that were being pointed out about the better connection through Zoom, the loss of physical distractions, the need not to drive across town to a meeting, all of those things in the physical, because the physical is limitation. And now Robert doesn't have the limitations because he just goes to his computer and he's at a meeting. And he can, when that meeting's over, he can go to a meeting that used to be across town in 1 second and be in that meeting. You see, we're in a great state of expansion and learning more. So it's very important that you get in touch with your feelings, because moving forward, as the world looks different and you don't have the same physical surroundings, people aren't acting the same way, social distancing is continuing, whatever is going to show up as we come out of this. And none of us have a clue, really. Everybody's kind of guessing at it, but we don't know yet. It's how you feel and how you show up energetically that's going to be your guidepost. When you're involved in something and it doesn't feel right, back off from it. See if it doesn't feel right because of a belief you have inside of you, or because it isn't something that supports who you are in your heart. That's going to be the most important guidepost you have moving forward. It's, we're here to be of service to others, as Robert mentioned. That's our only purpose on earth. Whatever you do for work, wherever you get your paycheck, however you generate your revenue, it literally comes from being of service in some form or another. And the way that we used to provide service is changing. So you have to connect with your inner game. You have to connect with how you feel. And if you follow that, moving into this new world, you will see your world explode open with opportunities and potential that you can't even imagine at this moment. And it's a good time now, literally, to work on intentions. I never talk about goals. I never let my clients talk about goals because they're physical. And when we're chasing a goal, we're going to manipulate and control and do whatever we need to do to reach that goal. But when you're working with intentions, you can create even in greater abundance than you ever could with a goal because you're purely being of service. Does that make sense to you, Robert?
Absolutely. And, you know, it reminds me, we're talking energy here.
Yes.
You know, and thoughts are energy. And it really gets me to the point of, you know, why do people feel bad? You know, why is that their truth? You know, if that's the only thing that's true, and it goes back to even, we could even say we are electrical, magnetic creatures, you know, metaphysical. And what really is keeping us from our truth is either the attachment or disattachment of all the impedance. And that's an electrical term in our lives. We have personal impedance. And now we're able to, you know, like Velcro, strip the impedance off and go at a light speed that we have never had before.
You know, Robert, one thing that I say all the time is this, is the universe is perfect And there's only one problem in the universe. There's just one problem. And that's our perception of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When the universe is perfect. It's doing what it's going to do. We need to get in energetic alignment. When our perception of it, and we don't like what's happening, and we're resistant to what's happening, we're creating disturbances and blockages in ourselves that don't allow us to expand.
Yeah, we'd talked a little bit earlier about spirit. You know, spirit, and for me, spirit is that energy. Spirit is energy, and mm-hmm. you know, if we let go of the barriers in our mind, the barriers that we think that are in our body, the barriers that we think, you know, in our environment, and we start looking at things as, you know, what can I do to grow my energy equity? You know, how can I mm-hmm. build my thoughts to speed? And how can I, you know, what's impeding me in my life? It's, you know, like you said, and Bill, you and I have talked about this before, you know, the barriers in our life are the impedance to our truth.
That's, you know, it's correct. And it's the barriers to our life all come from the physical.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They all come from the physical, and they get created by our internal perception of it based on beliefs and stories we have inside of us. And when we get clear with those beliefs and stories, we can now make more powerful choices once we understand what's blocking us, standing in our way, and holding us back. We can choose differently, and we can go with the flow rather than being in that high-speed boat going from point to point. Just ride the wave, follow the energy, because the energy is always going to win, Robert.
You know, and I remember you're talking about my son Troy, and you know, and you told me you think he's amazing, and I asked you, I said, well, you know, why is he amazing? And he says, because he speaks from his truth. And you know, that's what gets him in his trouble, but he speaks from his truth, and that's what, you know, that's what makes him so unique, you know. And I will always remember that, and I think about, you know, my son, and I really apply that to the people that are in my life. It's like I'm not speaking to anything but what is relevant in their truth, because if I can get there, then I can get into that energy. And if I can get into that energy, then collectively synergy kicks in and we create a greater impact. And it's so incredible once you start finding that space, because anything is possible. And we hear that so much. I hear that almost ad nauseum all the time. Anything is possible. But once that starts getting into you, you know, and you start feeling that energy space, you know, it's not just something that you say. It is actually something that you can apply. And really changing right now is there's a lot of people for the first time, you know, as we enter this age of re, for the first time in their life, they're able to actually touch the energy of themselves and others and create a velocity and impact they never knew they had.
I think one of the challenges that many of us have, and I think this is, and Bill, I know you talk quite a bit about fear. I think fear of loss in our society, and maybe it's just maybe in our DNA, but fear of loss is like one of the greatest fears that we have. And right now is such a time, like Bill, you said, grief, that you got in touch with a grief. And I think a major separator between those who are going to move forward more quickly and those who don't are those of us who can just kind of accept that grief and try to get past or put aside the fear of loss.
Well, you have to understand that we've lost our old lives. And when you speak of fear of loss again, we live in two different dimensions. We live in that spiritual, metaphysical, energetic dimension. And we also live in a physical dimension. It's impossible to have fear of loss generated from the spiritual dimension. because the spiritual metaphysical dimension is only about energy and expansion. Fear of loss can only get created by looking into the physical dimension, looking at life. It's the only way you can create it, because there is no loss of our vibration. And so when you start understanding that, you can create very powerfully.
So, Robert, we're down to 3 minutes left in the show. I can't believe how quickly this has gone. It's like we are in the time warp. So one tip for someone who's sitting at home listening to this and maybe in fear or maybe struggling. And also tell people how they can get in touch with you and find out more about all the amazing things you and your company are doing.
The first thing I always say for someone who's in fear is the first thing is breathe. Just breathe in and out. And just because that will be a calming mechanism. Breathe in and out, 5 deep breaths. And then after that, what I always say is call 3 people that matter to you and have a conversation of meaning. And that has helped everyone. They always come back to me and they're like, you know, thank you so much. Meaningful conversations and just breathing, you know. And the next thing is to evaluate who are the, you know, if it's business, who are your best clients? And the first thing I always say is reach out to your best clients and let them know you're there, you care, and you're wanting to serve. Don't sell them, but just let them know that you're there, you know. And those prior 3 calls help them in that process. But, you know, my organization is Network Together. We can be found at networktogether.net. That is the hub for everything that we do. If you use the shorter URL, ntevents.net, that's ntevents.net, you can find some 17 to 20 different meetings, masterminds, radio shows that we put on every week. And, you know, to entrepreneurs out there, step aside from fear and come in here and let's get connecting, because this is the time and space and you know, really we're providing the place where we can get together.
Excellent. Well, I don't know about you two, but I've had a fantastic time. I feel that both of you have shared some incredible, incredible value with folks that listen to this live and those that will listen to this in the future. And so the next episode, Jim's going to be back. I'm going to be back on messages of inspiration, hope, and support. And thank you so much, Robert. Thank you so much, Bill, for your time and effort here today.
It's been great to be here. Thank you, Don.